It's positive and encouraging.
And it's only on K-Love.
Here's George Rath.
Florida man Mark Mitchum believes people who follow Christ need a recognizable hand gesture to encourage one another, sort of a flash fellowship. He calls it the three throw. Think this will catch on? So, Mark, how did you come up with the idea of the hand gesture?
I actually came up with the idea when I was selling drugs, legal drugs, that is. Okay. I used to sell pharmaceuticals and driving hundreds of miles every day in my territory. And, you know, you see, especially in the Bible Belt, you see a lot of vehicles with Christian stuff on them. You see, you know, crosses, doves, fish, a couple of clever bumper stickers here and there. And I don't know why I thought of this, but I started thinking, you know, I know what they are. You know, these guys are Christians, but what do they know about me? I got to even thinking, you know, I see the fish on their car, and even if I had a fish on my car, and we pulled up together at the intersection, that would still pretty much be it. That'd be the end of it. So I said, well, you know, maybe an easy solution for this, I said, how can we bridge this gap? How can we communicate and have some sort of fellowship? How can I encourage and edify and lift up this person as to say, you know, I believe what you believe? And I said, well, the answer is just painfully simple. It's just a hand sign, a hand gesture. So I went home and started researching, you know, Christian hand gestures. And I really found nothing. And it dawned on me, now we've got 2 billion Christians on the planet. We don't have one well-known, unmistakable, clearly defined Christian hand sign. For times, we like to say, when the word can't be heard. You say, well, when or where are those times? Well, traffic, ball games, loud, crowded stadiums, concerts, photographs. These are places simply where the word can't be heard. So I did a little bit of research, and I said, well, you know, why not just three fingers for the Trinity? And looked around. It didn't have a lot of well-known meanings except for the number three. I said, well, gosh, why don't I just connect these three simple fingers to the Trinity, and then somebody can put this on their car, and just like the cross, the fish, and the dove, which are wonderful expressions of Christianity and expresses a Christian's faith, this will add an invitation for somebody to drive up next to you, get your attention, sign you, you sign them back, and you're having instant fellowship for just a couple of seconds. And people could have this kind of fellowship all over the country by the millions every day. A few days later, I was reading a scripture, and I came up on Matthew 18:20, which said, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. And it just, you know, a bell went off. I said, you know, this two or more people gathered together to worship God is church. It's just a small congregation, in my case, two drivers. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, gosh, this could be called church and traffic. Just two people signing for just a couple of seconds, worshiping God. They're having church and traffic. And then they go on, and maybe you'll have a couple of other interactions with some people. But I like the idea that not only can you express your faith with it, but you can interact with it. And, you know, the void of fellowship in those areas I described is staggering. It can't be overstated. We're just like, you know, millions of islands just driving around by ourselves. There's no way to bridge the gap. There's no way to communicate. Everybody could have a fish on their car, but nobody would communicate, and nobody could have fellowship. And so that's what we're striving to initiate, is the first well-known, unmistakable, clearly defined Christian hand sign. Winston Churchill, one of my heroes, you know, he just lifted up two simple fingers after World War II, which meant victory.
Right.
And it went global practically instantly, just a small gesture. You know, the power of a gesture is immense. It's 1,000 words in one image.
Now, why three throw?
Well, it's just a phrase that we coined. It sort of summarizes everything we're doing. I mean, we could just say, yeah, we're using the Trinity sign, but we thought three throw might be a catchy way to for people to understand what we're doing, just to using the Trinity sign to show your faith and to connect with other people. Looking at Christian athletes, say they'll score a touchdown or they'll make a good play, and they'll put two nondescript index fingers up in the sky, and we in America know what they mean,
right?
But somebody else may not. And so that's where I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if that same athlete could just put up three fingers up in the air? And especially in America, 90,000 people, 40 or 50,000 people will put up three fingers up in the air right back to him. Mm-hmm. So you could actually make a 40 to 50,000 member church moment for just a few seconds. And even if the guy's on the opposing team, he lifts up three fingers and you don't like that he scored or whatever, but, you know, it's to say, you know, we can rise above this game. We know ultimate reality. and we're brothers and sisters in Christ. Mm-hmm. And then you can go back to the game, but just for that moment, it'll galvanize and unify everybody and edify everybody.
Well, that sounds like a unique way. Have you heard from any other parts of the country that are starting to do this? Or?
Well, I get a lot of requests all over from practically every state. Mm-hmm. And a lot of churches, a lot of church groups, a lot of individuals from, I'm telling you, New York to California, Washington, Montana, Florida, of course, down here. And it's resonating with a lot of people. I'm not sure if anybody has actually used any other type of sign or anything, but, you know, it was just surreal to me. I mean, it's just, it's not so much, you know, just making a new sign like, you know, a Spock sign or some sort of club
right.
sign. Like if, you know, you and I are standing in front of each other, we give each other the Trinity sign. There's no need to do that, you know, because we have our voices. This is when your voice can't be heard. And I think in that case, it's critical. And it's very needful for Christians to have some way to express their faith and possibly interact with other people. So I think there's a lot of uses for it. I think we need to have something more than our voices to tell people who we are and to connect with other people for encouragement.
You can see some examples of the three throw just by clicking the link, as it is our featured story on the news page at klove.com.